Well, good morning. It's so good to see all of you this morning. We're glad that you're here with us on this seventh Sunday of Easter. And as we've gathered together to celebrate in the name of the Lord as the community of faith and in the presence of Christ and experience his grace and love and let him work in our hearts and lives to pump us up and to keep us going for the days ahead and to be his light in the world. So we're so glad that you're with us today, and we want to welcome those that might be listening online. A little bit later on, we're going to be asking the question, and we're going to be doing this, as I shared last week, over the next few weeks here until we get through, how does the church make space for God and Christ's presence? And we're going to look at our first one today. So as we begin our service, let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son.
Let's join together there for our call to worship this morning. The time has come to worship our God.
The time has come to know God's salvation.
This is the day and hour for worship and praise.
This is the time to open our hearts to God's presence.
On this day, God is revealed to us. The time has come. Let us worship. Let's join together there. We're going to sing three verses of Revive Us Again, hymn number 391. If you're on the PowerPoint, we're looking, or in the hymn book, it's verse 1, 2, and 4 this morning.
Praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. We praise thee, O God, for the light who has shown us our Savior and banished our night. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Revive us again. Fill each heart with thy love. May each soul be rekindled with fire from above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Let's sing the chorus again. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again.
Oh yes, that we need. Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer. Mighty and everlasting God, we praise you for all that you have made available to us through Jesus, the one who now reigns at your right hand. Reveal to us enough of your wisdom and purpose so we may act in your ways today. May we know the hope of your reign in the present glimpses of life at its best. In your name we pray. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. And we're going to go to that hymn, hymn number 307 there. We're going to be singing one and two of In This Very Room this morning. Two verses of it this morning there. In this very room, there's quite enough love for one like me. And in this very room, there's quite enough joy for one like me. And there's quite enough hope and quite enough power to chase away any gloom. For Jesus, our Lord Jesus, is in this very room. In this very room, there's quite enough love for all of us. And in this very room, there's quite enough joy for all of us. And there's quite enough hope and quite enough power to chase away any gloom. For Jesus, our Lord Jesus, is in this very room. Yes, He is today. Yes, He is. Well, I'm going to invite our children to come down. I think, what is it, Charlie, the only one this morning? Well, I'm glad you're here today. You look so pretty. I like your bow that matches your outfit today. Yeah. So how are you doing? Are you ready for school today? Sometimes it's nice to have a break for a while, isn't it? Oh, really? Now, what? Tell me a little bit about your memory book.
It has projects in it.
Oh, some projects. Okay. Is that for school or is that for something else? Okay, from school. Okay. Yeah, I'm not familiar with that. That sounds exciting. Wow, yes. So this morning, we're looking at something that is said there in that scripture. You are the Holy One enthroned on the praises of Israel. Now, what does that mean? Well, the psalmist there is talking about God. God, you're holy. You're the Holy One. But it says something there, that God comes and dwells on our praises. So when we sing and when we praise the Lord, it's like saying, God, come down and be with us today and make your home with us. Now, we know Scripture tells us that. We know that God came down and made His home among us through Jesus. But there's something that I find that very interesting. Do you like to sing? You don't? Is it because you feel like you're not a good singer? Okay, well, let me ask you this. Do you like music? Okay, what's your favorite type of music to listen to? Country music, okay. I kind of guessed maybe that would be true, yeah. So when you're listening to some of your favorite country songs, do you sing along with it? You don't! I was just curious. I mean, even some people I know, they just sing along whether they are good singers or not. Sometimes you find you are a good singer. But, yeah. So, I think a lot of us, most of us like to sing because songs and music kind of picks us up, doesn't it? Kind of picks us up. I just find that fascinating that when we sing in church, when we come together as the church and sing, that God loves it so much that it's like God takes a seat right here with us where we're sitting. You ever thought about that? Now, we can't see God because God kind of, for a lack of better terminology,
kind of lives in another dimension. But God can be here with us in our space, even though God is in a different dimension. And it lets us know, that's why Jesus says, when two or three of you get together, and you sing and worship and pray, and gather together as my followers, I'm there with you. And that's because God's presence is with us. And that's pretty exciting. And that should give us some confidence to say, God, I need your help today. I need some grace today. So-and-so needs some healing prayers today, God. You know, all those kind of things. And it also lets us know, and this is the good part, is that God loves us and that Jesus loves us. Because we know that, because people that we love, we want to spend time with, don't we? Yeah. So that is why it's exciting when we get to come together when we sing. So you know what? When you're back there with Grandma, and she's got the hymn book down there letting you look at it, just sing out. Just go ahead and sing out. It doesn't matter. Because you know why? Because that is something God loves. Because he loves to hear us sing and worship and praise him. Okay? All right. You can go on downstairs this morning.
We're going to go to our time of prayer this morning. And maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share this morning before we do. Okay.
And she's not responding to the medicine. But she's still up and able to do everything. She just has to rest and nap frequently.
Yeah, I was going to say, yes. Okay. I wonder if they put a pacemaker in her or defibrillator. Okay, so we want to keep Janelle in our prayers this morning. Yeah. Ah, good, good. Yes, congratulations. That's wonderful. I thought I saw another hand, did I? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the child that we've been praying for with the cancer of the arm, I prayed that he would have he's off the mat and he's home temporarily because they're going to put a port in and then they're start chemo on him the 25th and of May, I'm sorry. And when they do, then he has to be in the hospital for quite a while too. And then my roommate in Hawaii, she had a laminectomy yesterday, and I'm just really concerned about her because she by herself. So I'm keeping her in my prayers.
What is her first name? Reenie? Irene? Okay. Okay. Yeah, you said Reenie, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay, so we want to remember Irene in our prayers this morning, and then also for Trevor. That's going to begin chemo treatments. Somebody else this morning? Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. So we want to remember the Hardwood family and then Hartzell, the work there, workers. Okay. Someone else this morning? Anybody else this morning? Some of you, you may, because she has not been here basically since COVID, so it's almost been a year and a half, 2 years since she's been here. But many of you remember Alice Schaefer, Eric and Ashley Purcell. That's Ashley's grandmother. I just found out yesterday, Jeannie texted me and said that Alice she originally was in Kettering and Troy, and they moved her down to Kettering in Dayton, down south. and she was in ICU because she had a small stroke. Jeannie said she's doing fine, alert, conversing, gets around, but the scan revealed she's got a small brain bleed. And we'd appreciate your prayers for her. Later last night, Jeannie texted me and said that that they had moved her to a step down out of ICU. And so we appreciate your prayers for Alice. And also an update on Rita and Junior. I found out from Amy that Rita did not have a stroke. All the scans showed there was no stroke, and they ended up finding out it was the combinations of medicines she was taking that was giving her her symptoms. She is back home. Junior is back home from the hospital. They did surgery on him, and they put cement in between his two vertebrae so that he wouldn't be in all that pain that he was in. So he had back surgery. So I know they were sharing just continued prayers for them. And I think she had said that they are no longer in the assisted living. Once they found out all this stuff and got it taken care of, they've moved them back into the apartment in Bowling Green so the family can help take care of them and everything. So the phone number and address in the that was in the bulletin there for several weeks, you need to go back to the old one, which I believe is in the directory. So that's kind of an update there. If you want to send cards, you can send them to the Bowling Green address there. Any other requests this morning? A couple others that were turned in. Shelley, remind me, I put them in the bulletin, but I didn't bring the slips with me at home so I can do the monthly.
Knee surgery.
Okay, yeah. So we want to remember Shelley and with the knee surgery. And then also, who put in Elisa? Yes. Was she the one who was battling cancer? Or
no, she was starting chemo for breast.
Okay. I appreciate that. Yes, I had left that at home, although I put their names in the bulletin. And so we want to remember Elisa for her treatments for cancer. Shelley, I just want to say thank the Lord again, and thank you so much for your prayers. Jody's dad went through chemo on Monday and did very well. He just, all the thing he said is, he said one night, he goes, I slept for 14 hours. And he said that was it. And although he loses his, every time he gets a treatment, his voice goes down to where you can barely hear him speak. And some other little things here and there. But we're very thankful. Thank you so much for your prayers for him, and praying that God's continued healing will take place. Jake is doing much better. I don't think he's come home yet, but LaDonna had posted here in the last few days on Facebook that he's doing much better. And we're grateful and thankful for that, because he had a little bit of some trouble, I think, over last weekend and the beginning of the week. But the last few days, she had posted something. And then also for Amy Hall, the secretary at the high school, who's battling something and they just can't quite figure out what it is. And so we appreciate your prayers for her this morning. So as Linda plays this morning there, I give you a chance to pray for some of these names that come to your mind this morning, and then I will come and close us out.
Thank you.
Lord, we are just so grateful today that you love us and that you care so much for us. We know that because you sent your son Jesus, and he loves us too. And he's our great shepherd who guides and leads us. Lord, I'm thinking of the disciples' words when they said, Lord, where can we go without you? And that's so true. If we've ever needed your presence with us, Lord, we need it today in our world today, guiding us and directing us and leading us. And thank you that we have the privilege to be able to gather as your people and to worship and to sing and to praise you and to give you our thanks for all that you're doing, your goodness in our lives, your grace in our lives, your forgiveness, your mercy, all the provisions, everything that we have so abundantly. And we are grateful today. And Lord, we are grateful that we can call upon you in our time of need and know that you hear. And we can call and stand in the gap for others that are in need of your grace and touch. So we lift up those that have been mentioned, Lord. Lift up Irene, God, for your touch and strength today. For Trevor, God, for your healing touch and grace as he begins the chemo treatments, God. For Alice, Lord, thank you that the stroke wasn't anything serious that affected her, but Lord, they're watching that little bit of a brain bleed. And Lord, we just ask that that would stop now and heal up, Lord, and that they won't affect any area of her brain because of it, God. Lord, we lift up Janelle to you, Lord, asking for your touch upon her today, your healing grace. And we also pray for strength, Lord. She really needs strength in her heart today, Lord. And we just pray you'll give the doctors wisdom and guidance and what to do and how to handle that today. Lord, we're so glad that we heard that Rita did not have a stroke. And we just ask for your continued strength for her as she's been facing a lot of physical and mental difficulties lately. And we pray for your touch on her. Thank you that they were able to find out that there was something going on with the medicine and that they can correct that. Lord, we just lift up Junior asking for your continued healing and strength for him as he's recovering from that back surgery. Thank you for the relief he has. Lord, we lift up Shelly, God, who's going in or either has or is going in for knee surgery, Lord. We just ask that you would be there and bring healing and strength. Lord, we lift up Elisa today, God. Lord, that's being treated for that breast cancer. God, we just ask for your healing grace and touch to be upon her as she goes through those treatments, that you will be with her and strengthen her and heal her. Lord, we lift up Bruce, God, that you will continue to bring healing to his body as he goes through treatments. Thank you so much for being with him and bringing him through that with strength and grace. Lord, we thank you for the good report that we're starting to hear about Jake, and we just ask for your continued healing touch there. Lord, and we just pray for Amy, God, that you'll give her strength. I know how much she misses certain days of being in there with the staff and the students, and God, we just pray that you'll just give wisdom and guidance to the doctors as they try to figure this all out, and that your healing grace will be with her today. And Lord, we continue to rejoice in the good reports that we're beginning to hear in places across the United States. We ask that you continue to watch over the first responders and all of those that are working in the medical fields and schools and staff as they finish up this year. And Lord, we continue to pray for those places around the world, thinking of India and other places that have been hit so hard today. Lord, we just ask for your grace and your touch there. And we're grateful for the vaccine that is able to give people some relief and peace of mind, Lord, in this time. And Lord, we lift up the Hardwood family, God, Lord, with the loss of this loved one, Lord. We just pray for your comfort and peace, and the whole Hartzell workers family there, God. that you'll just be with them during this time. And Lord, we're so grateful and thankful that as we gather together, that you are with us today. And we just ask for your presence and your grace and you to work in the rest of this service as we break the bread of your word. May you just feed our souls and send us forth out to be your worshiping people that you've called us to be. As we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear and grant us thy peace. Thank you for joining with us during that prayer time. I really believe that's part of our mission as a church. Well, thank you so much for your faithfulness and giving. On that first Sunday in June, we'll go back to having our normal. By the way, as I was working a little bit on the monthly, nobody signed up to be ushers in June. So if maybe you would like to say something to me and you'd like to usher in June for the month of June, you and someone else or whatever family member, that would be greatly appreciated. Or even one of the young people, they can help out too and do that. Let me know because we're going back and doing our normal routine there. So let's give thanks to God by singing our doxology and then joining together for our prayer of dedication. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Let's join together there for our prayer. Redeeming God, we ask that this gracious offering be a witness to your healing and faithful love to bring hope to a hurting world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, this morning our scripture reading is coming from several passages here. We're going to look at two short psalms and then one short verse out of the book of Hebrews. And they're all on the one PowerPoint this morning there. So if you'd like to follow along, you can this morning. Psalm 22, verse 3. You are the Holy One, enthroned on the praises of Israel. And then Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Come, let us sing out loud to the Lord. Let us raise a joyful shout to the rock of our salvation. Let's come before Him with thanks. Let's shout songs of joy to Him. The Lord is a great God, the great King over all other gods. The earth's depths are in His hands. The mountain heights belong to Him. The sea which He made is His along with the dry ground, which His own hands form. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let's kneel before the Lord our Maker. And then Hebrews chapter 13, and technically it says 15 and 16, but technically it's only verse 15 that I'm reading this morning. 16 we will be using on another of our message. So let's continually offer up a sacrifice of praise through Him, Christ, which is the fruit from our lips, that confesses his name. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our heart will be pleasing in God's sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen and amen. Well, you know, I think it was last Sunday, I believe I shared the little joke about the devil and God in the baseball game. Well, here's another baseball one for you. A rookie pitcher was struggling at the mound. So the catcher, they called timeout and walked up to talk with him. "Well, I figured out your problem," he told the young southpaw pitcher. "You always lose control at the same point in every game." "What's that?" the pitcher replied. "Or when is that?" the pitcher replied. And the catcher said, "Right after the national anthem." So over the next few weeks here, we're going to begin to look at those practices that I had talked to you about. Kind of focus us in on how does the church make space for God and Christ's presence. So this morning, I want to talk to you about the church as a worshiping community. And so when we ask that question, how does the church make space for God or Christ's presence? The main kind of overarching practice that all the other practices that I'm going to talk about fall under is the one that we're going to look at today, and that is worship. If you saw your sermon outline this morning, if you happen to grab that, you can obviously see that's the focus on this, the message today. Let me say this. The Oxford Dictionary, and I kind of was looking up, I Googled online, and I was looking through a lot of the different dictionary meanings of worship. And I found it interesting. And the Oxford Dictionary out of Oxford University, obviously, in England, had one of the most interesting definitions that I thought I would share with you here. The Oxford Dictionary defines worship as the practice of showing reverence or respect for God by saying prayers, singing with others, and offering our devotion, praise, and adoration. And I thought, wow, that's almost a perfect understanding, overview of definition of what worship is all about and what it involves. And when we talk about that this morning, I just want to focus in on two areas that I want us to see as the church, as a worshiping community. So let's look at those here today, and let's begin with our first one. Worship is our offering to the Lord. Now, usually when we think of offering, we think of bringing money and putting it into the offering plate, as been custom for hundreds of years, and probably more than that in the church. But I want to talk a little bit about what the background of that and what that means for us today. So I want to say it this way. Worship is a gift we offer as an expression of our love for and gratitude to God through Christ. So if you go back in Scripture, back to the book of Genesis, you see that the earliest expressions of worship involved bringing an offering or sacrificing something to God. It was often called the first fruits. And so they would bring something from either their crops or their flocks, one or the other. And you go back and you can see Cain and Abel, you see that picture of them bringing. One brought grain offering and one brought an animal offering. And that's where we get the whole idea of sacrifice from. It's not just the idea of sacrifice as in killing an animal, to bring to God, but it conveys the idea of it costs me something to do this. It may make me uncomfortable to do this. Now, as I was sharing a little bit with Charlie this morning, I could tell that singing probably wasn't her favorite thing to do because it may make her feel uncomfortable. And I know Christians that don't sing in church because it makes them feel uncomfortable. But guess what? That's why we do it. Because we are sacrificing ourselves to be sing to the Lord. I think I've told the congregation this many times before. One of my great friends loved the Lord with all of his heart. He would be one of the singers, you know. He'd wave his hand and sing the choruses or hymns. And you could always, but he couldn't carry a tune in a bucket. And he's the one that always claimed that his scripture was make a joyful noise to the Lord. Because he said, yes, I'm just making a noise. And nobody ever doubted his sincerity. And that's why it was a sacrifice. To take a lamb or an animal out of their flock and give that to the Lord as an offering of worship, that could be expensive for those first people. You know, it's nothing for us to throw $20 into the plate or something of that nature, but to sacrifice our time to do something, that's a different thing. And worship is involved with that because it takes time. And it was a part of the first fruits. Now, our worship is part of the church's first fruits we offer to God. And the writer to the Hebrews tells us what that is. It is the fruit of our lips. What comes off our lips, expressing our love and our praise and gratitude to the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for me, the blessings in my life. Thank you, Lord, for that when we come together. Thank you for helping me get through this illness or whatever it may be. You know, just think about praise God from whom all blessings flow. You know, all of that. And so here's what I want you to see then. Worship, as the writer of the Hebrews says, is our sacrifice of praise to God. There are three New Testament words in the three Greek words in the New Testament for worship. And here's, and I kind of, instead of sharing each one and what they mean, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put it in one big sentence to tell you what all three mean together. It is when we humbly offer our sacrifice of praise, thanks, reverence, and service to God through Christ. Yes, there are ones that mean I worship you. I sing, I praise, you know, I give my thanks. Sometimes it can mean I bow down and give you thanks. Way back when I was a teenager at the church I was attending at the time, one of our elders in the church, I'm a pacer. So when I pray, I'm usually walking somewhere and praying. He was a kneeler. And you would see his head buried in the corner of the pew right there when you saw him praying. He would be down on his knees and he'd stick his head in the corner. And that's how I always remember him praying. And every one of us does it in different ways. And how we do all of that, but that is part of our worship. And sometimes that worship then even takes the form of serving. You know, when we do things in the church and we are a part of a team or we're working with this or work with the kids or whatever it may be, help to take up the offering or help to clean out the church and work in the yard and all of those aspects can be a part of our worship. But here the focus this morning seems to be more on the verbal sacrifices where we confess or profess Christ's name. Lord, you are glorious. You are majestic. You are great. You are powerful. You are good. Because the name of Jesus and God's name is all about God's character and the way God has acted for us in our lives and in our world. And that is glorious, majestic, great, powerful, and good. That is worship as an offering to God. The other aspect then, and this is the one I've been kind of trying to see us to focus on, but I wanted to give you that first part, is worship connects us with Christ's presence. Or if you want to say God / Christ's presence, one of the things you're going to see over the weeks to come is this intermingling between Christ and God, and how the things we do and the practices we carry out as God's people bring us in connection and make that space for the Lord. And so here's what I want you to see, first of all. Worship celebrates the Lord in our midst. As I read that passage earlier to Charlie, that was up on the PowerPoint, about from Psalm 22. And here's what I want you to see. We not only lift up the Lord, because when we worship, we are lifting up the Lord. Psalm 22 tells us God sits upon, the Hebrew word there that we read in our translations, enthroned, literally means God just came and sat down, right, in our praises. God came down and just sat down and dwells in our praises. Now think about that for a minute. Now I know I get crazy ideas in my mind. So I start to get some of the Old Testament imagery, and I start thinking about when the Israelites praise the Lord and the choir sang and they worship, and it says the glory cloud filled the temple and came and hovered among all of them. I started thinking, there's the glory cloud, and right there on top is God sitting enthroned. Right there in our midst. That's just kind of my imagination coming alive there. And you get a picture of that in the book of Revelation chapter 4, where it says that that all those surrounding the throne, and the throne is just these beautiful colors, and you can't quite see the one sitting on the throne because of all the pretty colors and the light that comes out. That's God. And then there's somebody sitting right next to the throne that looks like a lamb that was slain. That's Jesus. Think about that. You know, we're there. We're there with all of them when we sing our hymns on Sunday and sing our choruses. And God is there. But not only, and so I think of that as our worship, as lifting up the Lord. But not only that, but we are lifted up when we worship together. There's something about singing and praising and connecting with others that refreshes our souls. And what it does, and that's because worship brings us into the presence of Christ, who brings us in to God's presence. And then the other thing I want you to see then is worship leads in confessing Christ's name. I talked about that just a little bit, but I want to say this. I want to look at it from a little bit different angle here. Everyone worships someone or something. What do they talk about the most? What is most that they like to talk about? And why is that? Because life is an expression or outworking of what we worship. So if you love your boat, guess what you're going to be doing? You're going to be working hard Monday through Friday or Sunday through Thursday so you can spend the weekend on your boat. Think about it. That tells you what you worship. And you could go in 100, we all worship something. But what we see in Scripture is when we direct our worship to God through Jesus, that becomes the fruit of our common confession and our connection with Christ. And what does that do? Here's what I want you to see. It keeps life in proper perspective. And I think that is so true. That's what's so powerful about worship, is it keeps everything in perspective and helps us. Let's think about it this way. I may have shared something similar before, but I'm using a little bit different analogy this morning. My cell phone that I'm recording the service with this morning can hold a charge for about 10 hours, somewhere in there, depending on where it's at, though significantly less if I'm using certain apps, Facebook, Instagram, or the GPS in my car, because those will eat that down fast. If I forget to recharge it overnight, it is literally useless the next day. In fact, as one person said, your phone turns into an expensive paperweight. Well, here's the analogy. Our souls, like our phones, need recharging. When we come together to worship, we are plugging into the source of our spiritual power. And when we sing and we praise and give thanks and we pray and we talk to God and we do that together corporately, God comes into our midst. And that's where you guys say, man, I needed this service today. It's going to get me through the rest of the week. It has nothing to do with me. It has to do with the Lord. It's always about the Lord, always. And in the midst of all of that, our hearts rise to God and we experience the presence of the risen one. I love that. So next week, God willing, I hope to say more about making space for Christ's presence through the Lord's Supper or communion. Amen. Amen. Well, let's prepare our hearts as we are going to close out this morning by singing that chorus. We have come into your house and gathered in his name to worship. So let's stand together this morning as we close out. We're going to be singing the two verses there. And it's on page 64 if you're using your hymn books this morning. Sorry about that. Verses 1 and 2. We have come into his house and gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into his house and gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into his house, gathered in his name to worship Christ the Lord. Worship him, Christ the Lord. Let's forget about ourselves, magnify his name and worship him. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify his name and worship him. Let's forget about ourselves, magnify his name and worship Christ the Lord. Worship him, Christ the Lord. Yes, that's what it's all about. Well, let's join together for our benediction. In the presence of Christ, we have gathered.
In the peace of Christ, we are.
May God clothe you with favor and grace this week. In the name of Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Amen.